Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Aftermath. Today, we have a very special mailbag episode. With us today is our producer, Amanda Lund.
Hello, everyone.
And fact checker, Chris Smith.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Chris is just waking up. So are all of us, really.
It's a morning mailbag. The first thing we do when we wake up is sort through all the mail that's piled in overnight.
We have to. We don't. Then that gets. We'll have to put it in the incinerator because there's just too much of it.
Mm-hmm. We're not able to walk around our house. The piles are so high.
Yes.
And it's really cool that you guys are sending real, actual mail. That's super awesome. So thank you to all of the alarmy out there. And what do you say, Amanda? I mean, do we have any housekeeping things that we should start off with? How are we doing?
I mean, how we're doing? I mean, it's subjective.
That's for sure. That is 100% for sure.
I mean, I will just take this opportunity to say, like, rate, review, spread the word about the podcast, and you know, I'll get more into that later.
Oh, okay.
We haven't had a couple. I think people, you know, we had that big rate and review push and we got a lot of amazing ratings and reviews. And now I think it's just like, let's spread the word.
That's right. Get on your own personal horn.
We ushered those stragglers into the barn and now we have to go out and sort of do more. We have to go buy more cattle.
Perfectly said, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I have some emails. I'll be reading today's emails, not our actual mail that we... Whatever. It's just mail, guys. And here's one from Tina. Okay. Tina says, Dear Rebecca, Amanda, Chris, and shout out to the Alarmy. Tina from Germany here. I know my country wasn't the focus of your episode, but I thought I'd share my 2 cents on the matter. And she's talking about the 2003 European heat wave.
Okay.
The summer of 2003 is still in my memory, and not only because I got together with my then boyfriend, now husband, congrats, in 2003, and this was our first summer together, that heat wave was insanely challenging on all of us. As you said, ACs are not such a big thing in Europe, not even in the majority of Southern Europe, especially back then. We don't need ACs for such long periods of time per year, but back then, in all DIY and electronic stores, all ACs and fans were sold out within the first week or two of the heat wave. You were shit out of luck if you didn't strike early. Another thing I wanted to consider for a backhand or a possible retrial is the European Parliament. You mentioned
we've got the best system of law because she just said
a backhand or a retrial.
Or a retrial. We're the best.
You mentioned cell phones, and this plays into it. Back then, there were super high roaming fees for making and receiving calls on your cell phone. The model worked like this. The person making the call from their home country pays for the long-distance call, but the person on the receiving end has to pay the rest. So, ooh, that's interesting. So when someone from Germany calls a German cell phone whose owner is currently vacationing in Spain, they'd have to pay as far as the German-French border, but the person on the receiving end would have to pay the roaming fees of France and Spain, because this is technically where the phone line would be going through. Phone lines.
Now, am I crazy, or is that the same for us when you travel?
Well, now I'm confused because she's also talking about phone lines.
Okay, well, let's not get into it. Because
Did we? I guess we did used to have actual phone lines. Now we have satellites.
Cell phones were always going through satellites. She's referring to
actual calls. Yeah.
Landlines.
Okay. As a result, many of us had to urge our grandparents not to randomly call us when we were on vacation.
Oh,
yikes.
Because
of the roaming fees could add up to a couple hundred euros for a five-minute conversation. That's wild. I think many of the elderly who died at home alone didn't call their families who were on vacation abroad because the model of roaming fees could seriously drag you into debt, which they wanted to avoid.
I can't think of one person in my life who would be worth spending over, I don't know, $5 to talk to.
Chris! So this was responsible for many more deaths than just the ones in France. The French, by the way, love to vacation in their own country, and who wouldn't with such a long coastline? The European Parliament only abolished roaming fees within the EU in 2017.
Wow, okay.
That's wild because some of those countries are pretty small. It's like being in Rhode Island and then crossing over to
whatever state's next to Rhode Island.
Connecticut.
It's Ohio.
just being like, okay, well now I'm roaming.
It doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Like with every other extreme event, this prepared us. When my boyfriend and I went on a trip to London in 2004, it was similarly hot. The City of London gave out water bottles throughout the underground stations and in public spaces in order to avoid dehydration. And currently in Germany, there's a debate about installing ACs in all hospitals and old folks' home because these hot summers are here to stay. Wow, they don't have AC in hospitals? I guess they don't use it. They don't need it. Thank you for creating an educational and at the same time entertaining podcast. You must be spending a lot of time doing your detailed research, and I'm very grateful for all of you and for Erios and its other shows. Much love from the currently chilly Frankfurt region of Germany, where it's only 70 degrees Fahrenheit and raining cats and dogs. Tina.
Oh, thank you, Tina. I love Tina. She's... We'll engage on Twitter sometimes too.
Oh,
yeah,
Tina from Germany. I gotta say, Chris and I started dating in the early 2003. So I think we share an anniversary, Tina.
Wow.
Maybe a trip to Germany. You guys can
all
get together.
A double date.
Now, I have to say, I would have loved to put roaming fees up on the board and the European Parliament I think those are both would have been so great. I am proud of us though for hitting somewhere in the realm with lack of cell phones or lack of communication, whatever we put. So we were sort of like getting there.
Yeah, we had a feeling in our gut.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys laughed at me about the AC, about the European AC attitude.
Oh.
But at the time, now I've been validated twice, so I'm just doing a little victory lap here mentally and emotionally.
I was laughing with you.
Sure. You always that's what you always say.
Was I laughing at you? I was probably laughing at you.
Well, you know, I say
and you were pointing too. You were pointing and laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I always point even if I'm not laughing.
That way she knows that way she knows who she's referring to.
If I'm pointing at you, it means you're currently culpable in my mind. I'm constantly. And that can change. And that's why we have this incredible system of retrials and backhands.
Yes. She's like a compass of blame.
Yes. So thanks, Tina. Now, we also got another email. This is from Tiffany. And Amanda, I believe this is directed towards you.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Great.
Tiffany says, I'm listening to your show right now, and I just heard Amanda mention her concerns about Tupperware. My mom is going through the same thing. I have a suggestion. If you don't want to use plastic containers for food storage anymore, totally understandable, you can still use them to store non-food items around your house, like batteries or tools or small accessories. My mom is going to give all of her plastic containers once we replace them with glass ones, and I plan to use them to store some of my craft supplies. Reusing is better than recycling.
There you go.
Smart idea.
Very smart.
I would not have thought of this, which is so strange to not think of this, but I definitely have a bunch of loose batteries and a bunch of loose like craft supplies. I will use my Tupperware.
Yeah. Wow, she hit the nail on the head for you. She literally mentioned batteries.
Mm-hmm. I got to do something with those batteries. Right now they're just in my pockets jangling around.
And I'll sometimes, like if we have a big spaghetti dinner and I have a few leftovers and there's room in the Tupperware that I store my spaghetti in, I'll throw some batteries and hair clips in there just because there's extra space to make use of it. Throw that in the fridge.
Mix it all around.
So I mix it all around, and then, you know, you got extra double. So you're basically doing double duty.
Okay. Well, I don't know what Tina and Tiffany and her mom would say about that. I don't know.
I think they'd appreciate it. You know, it's all about making the most use of the space.
But reusing is better than recycling. How about that, mm-hmm. folks?
Take it in.
Yeah. I've heard this. It's first reduce. There's a reason why it's reduce, reuse, recycle.
Right.
And it's an order of importance. Reduce, reuse, and then recycle.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's go on.
You want to play a quick
Fuck,
marry, kill, reduce, reuse, recycle? Or
well, I think we'd all hopefully marry, reduce.
Yes, we'd have to marry, reduce is what I think that's what Tiffany's saying. Sorry.
Yeah.
I guess you kill. I'd kill recycle, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you'd fuck reduce? I was going to say fuck recycle, kill reduce, but it's not really.
No, reuse. I guess reuse. I'd kill reuse.
Kill reuse.
This is really.
This doesn't make sense.
Okay, let's move on. No, I'd have sex with reuse.
You'd have sex with
kill,
reuse.
Recycle.
Okay. And you'd
and
marry,
marry
reduce.
Reduce.
Yes.
Okay, I think I'd marry reuse.
We should all adopt the same policy. we're all on the same page.
Okay, look, we can all agree to have different answers to that question. Now, this is another message coming in from Hillary Pfeiffer, and she said she's talking about the. Well, you'll see what she's talking about. I'm so thrilled you chose to cover the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan topic for the recent Alarmist episode. I was living in Eugene, Oregon in my mid-20s when this happened, and it outraged me the way that Harding was treated through this. I was so mad at Kerrigan's smugness in the media and was sure she was horrible to be around as a teammate. I felt that she jumped on the bandwagon to blame Harding, I felt that the way she jumped on the bandwagon to blame Harding was so short-sighted that I actually wrote to all of Kerrigan's commercial sponsors, as well as Disney, who invited her to be in a parade and said that I didn't think she was worthy of their bankroll.
Wow.
Hillary, she will get on email.
Getting involved. Good for you.
It was great to hear you all talk it out so many years later because I was kind of curious if I would still perceive the situation the same way 27 years later. Apparently I do. Thank you so much for creating such a great podcast, Hillary Pfeiffer.
Wow, that is like, I mean, at the time to be such, you know, an advocate for Tonya, yeah. I mean, you must have really sensed something that a lot of people at the time weren't buying.
Yeah, I wonder if it was that Oregon connection that they had.
It's
so interesting.
There's also... I'm getting the sense that there's a veiled threat in here that if any of us go after any of the other hosts, like she's going to call Buffy or whoever our sponsor is and try and...
Our sponsors are.
She's like, I'm not afraid. Like, if things go south, like, I'm picking a side and I'll take you guys. I'll shut your lights off. I'm getting that.
I love it.
But you know what I love about it, too, is that... She's like, she's still considering what side she's on. It's been 27 years.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Yeah. Just like that's what we do. You know, you're reexamining the past to see if we can get a different perspective on it. I also love that she was, you know, writing into Disney being like, do not put Nancy Kerrigan on a float. Like, she is no princess.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope. Good, I wonder if she got any responses back.
Yeah, I'd be curious about that too.
I doubt it.
Thank you so much for writing in, Hillary. I feel like you're cut from the same cloth, and we welcome you here at The Alarmist.
And stay alarmed.
That's right. Always stay alarmed. Now, here is another email we got from, I'm going to say this wrong, and I'm so sorry, John Eric Saarinen. Sorry about that,
John. I don't know how that could be wrong. I think it's Jan.
Jan.
Or Jan.
Oh, it could be Jan. He's, I believe he's Swedish. So we'll say Jan. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Hey there. Watching the pregame ahead of the Euro 2020 soccer game on SVT, the Swedish national broadcaster, when a recap of how the two teams have advanced to the playoff begins, and then this is in quotes, like he said to himself out loud, "Hang on, I've heard that music before." It dawns on me. It's the same music bed Rebecca uses for each and every AKA Death Stats segment. I've attached a clip of the Swedish version. Enjoy.
Oh my gosh, how funny. Is there, and then, well, if you have that clip, send that to me at some point. We should, if we ever do a Swedish disaster, I'll use that.
Oh yeah, I have it. He sent it in the email. Do you want me to play it or is that going to be too weird?
Send it, just email it to me and I'll plug it in.
Okay.
Well, you guys must have missed my last memo because our legal team, of which I play a large part, I oversee a lot of it. We've already reached out to the Swedish broadcasters who played this. We're in a pretty litigious sort of fight with them over who gets the rights to that music. So, I mean, I meant to update you guys on that and check your email for that memo.
Well, good thing we have Jan Eric, out there keeping tabs.
I love that, though. I mean, to be fair, it is all royalty-free. So anyone around the whole world, the whole universe can use that same music, but it's exciting to hear it out in the world.
I should tell our legal team that. I don't think
you know, actually, a lot of the music from this royalty-free website that I use is composed in Sweden.
Oh!
And which is not surprising because if anyone has watched that new pop docuseries on Netflix, there's a whole... It's incredible. And there's a whole episode on why like Swedish music producers are so illustrious and like turning out the hits. So it's really not a surprise that a lot of these catchy tunes that you hear on The Alarmist were composed by Swedes.
Wow. Props to Sweden for, you know, giving us such great tunes.
Now, Rebecca, we have time for one more email.
Okay. Thank you. Now, this is coming from... Deputy Chris, All-Star, Alarmy All-Star. Hey, The Alarmist. As you know, here in the Stir, we have a lot of time on our hands for stuff like math. At 100 episodes, you are 0.0001% of the way there. That means you already have one ten-thousandth of the way there. So we're 1/10,000th of the way to our 1,000,000th episode. Way to go. At this rate, with no weeks off, you will make 1,000,000,
your
1,000,000th episode in the year 21,151.
What?
That is only 19,130 years away.
I feel like he's exaggerating. This doesn't feel right to me.
I may have retired by then, but I will still be listening. Side note, the white male privilege went right into the Ever Given. No more tunnels for that guy. Your humble servant, Deputy Chris. How about that math? How about that math?
Well, we need to do like some sort of Willy Wonka search for someone to hand down The Alarmist legacy to after we all die.
Oh my God. You know, we've been watching this. It's not a great show on, I believe it's Netflix. It's called like Win the Wild or some Win the Wilderness, where an Alaskan couple gives away their home in the middle of the Alaskan wilderness to like one of eight other couples. They have to choose another couple to just leave their house to because, like, they can't, they're getting older and they can't really, like, survive anymore in this house that's in the middle of nowhere. So maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do some kind of reality competition where we decide who we want to leave the alarmist to, maybe a member of the alarmy.
Yeah, the great thing about that show is that, like, you can tell on their faces, like, nobody really wants to do this.
Yeah,
like
it's a lot of work. That's the thing. And that, it's a responsibility.
I feel like that might be the response we get from other the alarmists. You know, it's a lot. What we do, it's hard.
It's hard. I'm curious to know if there are people out there who would want to take on this responsibility.
Let's give it another couple hundred episodes before we put that out there because, you know, I think we got a few more in us, guys. Okay. Come on.
I'm not retiring just yet. Are you cuckoo? What would my finger do all the time? Come on. All right. So thank you for that math. We look forward to the year 21,151, when our millionth episode will come out. It's going to be exciting. We'll probably throw a party and everyone's invited.
See you all there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. And stay tuned because next week we are covering the Russian Olympic doping scandal. We're going to have a few Olympic episodes coming up, so it's exciting.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.